Welcome to Martin Hewlett's Calming Anxiety. It's a blend of mindfulness, meditation, and guided hypnosis. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist and paramedic with 20 years experience and a lifetime of living with a rather eclectic personality. Well, trait, let's not say disorder. And I now produce these shows to help as many as possible get through the struggles and the difficulties in life. If you're new, think about subscribing as I produce shows every day of the week. And there's a membership page if you'd like all of this content, over 500 guided meditations just for you, advert free, for only $5 a month. Today, a discussion with yourself about how far you've come, what your goals are, and how you will achieve them. And importantly, understanding and accepting that life will not always be smooth. The unexpected will derail your progress and create setbacks. But as you progress through life, you will become more adept at understanding these moments and working around them, not giving up, not turning around and saying there's no point. We all have one unique chance at life, and admittedly, some of us are dealt better cards than others, purely out of luck. But not trying is no excuse. Blaming your past is no excuse. Life will be hard at times, but with a positive change in the way that you think and feel, and importantly, react, you can change your level of happiness dramatically, permanently, and unbelievably positively. Waking in the morning and dispelling the negative thoughts that plague us all will empower you to a much more productive and brighter day. It is so easy to get wrapped up in worrying about all the small things, about what might happen in the future. We call this fortune telling. And no one ever can plan and know for definite what may happen in the future. It doesn't always have to be bad. Plan for the best. Be happy with the small moments of success. Waking with a positive mind. Not thinking that you cannot do something. Not focusing on what went wrong before. The power is completely yours. No one should ever hold a rein over how you think and feel. Within your mind, it should be full of positivity, hope, and expectation. Making small plans towards your eventual goal. And yes, it is so easy and simple to say, and I fail as often as I succeed, but now I don't beat myself up about it. I don't dwell on it. I accept that I have as many failings as everyone else. I am simply human. But I no longer use the past to justify any negativity in my life. I use it now as a badge of honor, as a moment of learning. I embrace today and look forward to to a brighter future tomorrow. And if tomorrow doesn't work out, I simply reset, reassess, and move forward positively. I try and spread kindness and calmness with whoever I interact with. You can as well. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, to stop you and hold you back from improving. There is so much out there on this world for all of us to enjoy. You need to make that commitment, that decision, and always understand life will ebb and flow, wax and wane, but through it all, you will grow stronger, become more confident, and express your true identity. This right now is your moment. This is your pivotal time to change. Embrace every second. Smile to yourself in the mirror. Look for all the positives that you have, however small or brief. Let go of all the pain in your past. This is your moment. Enjoy, experience, and explore. Commit every day to one act of positivity and kindness. Keep a notebook and pen by your bed. Write down before you sleep any small positive from the day. And when you wake, think about how many more you can create over the next 24 hours. Live your life for you. And now, just take a deep, deep breath in. Become more aware of the world outside. Take another deep breath. Fill the lungs up completely once more. Feel your muscles, your body coming alive again. Open your eyes. Embrace the day. Be your own beacon of positivity. Share your wisdom. Enjoy the moment. I will speak to you tomorrow. Take care of you. And as always, in everything we all do in our lives, be kind.